Perform muraqabah. Perform muraqabah, thinking this, that from all the makhluk creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most of all beloved and dear, dear and beloved and liked are those women and men who perform his dhikr, who perform his remembrance. Most dear, most beloved to Allah, those women and men who perform his dhikr. And most of all disliked from his creation are those people to Allah who are ghafil and ignorant and negligent of his dhikr, of his remembrance. As long as in the dunya dhikr is established and is happening, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep this dunya existing. Even if there's one human being who's just doing dhikr, just one person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring qiyamah, will not bring the judgment day. Judgment day, qiyamah, hereafter will come at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will finish this dunya at that time when there'll be nobody remaining doing his dhikr, remembering him. The dhikr of Allah, the people who do his dhikr, Allah's dhikr, who remember Allah, will be those people who in the world they will not realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great fadl and blessings and karam he gives for those who do his dhikr. But in the hereafter, those rewards when they will witness them that Allah ta'ala had kept aside for those people who did his dhikr. So today, if we crush our desires, suppress our desires, if we clash with shaitan, and we run towards dhikr, Allah's remembrance, then consider, understand, this is a massive, massive karam, blessings and grace on that individual, mercy on that individual. All ibadat, all worship actions are dhikr of Allah. Yes, every ibadah, the ruh, the soul of every action of worship is dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Allah has given this world to us, and this world is existent based on, due to the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. My brothers, this is a massive reward. Never be lazy from dhikr of Allah, and never be ungrateful in doing the dhikr of Allah. The more you are grateful on this amal, this action, the more you show gratitude, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate the darajat, the status, your ranks. My Hazrat Sahib Rahmatullah, his statement I would like to present in your service. With a lot of love, when he sent me here, then he said one statement. And he said, Farooqi Sahib, the name of Allah, if you elevate it, Allah will elevate your name. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful name is Allah's name. With your heart and body, love Allah's name and say Allah's name and remember Allah's name. This is muraqabah, meditation, that Allah's ni'mas, a person considers Allah's treasures, he considers Allah's fadl, his grace, that what were we? We were immersed drowning in sins. And how our mornings used to pass, how our evenings used to be. And with ignorance and negligence, laziness, we used to pass the day. Think for yourself. Think all day, all night used to pass complete. That we didn't even know what is the name of Allah. What is the name of Allah? That what is the fadl, the grace, the reward of the wali Allah? That just to sit in their company for a few days, then the whole body starts to do dhikr of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. These are the ni'mas, the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. Value these, okay? Appreciate these. The more you appreciate, the more you value, the more Allah will bestow and give to you. Perform muraqabah, your heart, empty of it, empty your heart of all worldly thoughts, because the world is the biggest dirt, impurity. The dunya is the biggest restriction, the biggest hurdle, the biggest barrier. It is the most impure thing. I will tell you another statement of my Hazrat Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, of my Sheikh. What a beautiful advice he used to give, my Sheikh, my teacher. He said, this dunya and the love of the dunya, save yourself from the dunya and the love of the dunya. And if in the heart, dunya and the greed of the dunya comes, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the darajat, your level, status, Allah will eliminate. So my brothers, This is the biggest enemy opposing us. Remember this at this moment in time. When Allah Ta'ala brings you to His dhikr, remembrance, and gives you the habit of doing His dhikr, and He gives you the tawfiq to do His dhikr, then the most we need to keep our heart empty of this dunya, because the greed of the dunya and the love of the dunya, this should not come into our heart. There's a big restriction, big hurdle, big barrier. Never in the dhikr of Allah will not be spread through the body and the heart if there's greed of the love of the dunya and the heart. So this is when a person does muraqabah, meditation, the first condition is that if you want to attain blessings, then no thought in the heart of the dunya should, no thought of the dunya should come into the heart. Clean your heart, empty your heart, say la, no. No, oppose it, reject it. The heart should be totally clean, pure and empty from the love of the world and the greed of the world. So whilst you're thinking this, considering this, clean your heart, then focus again towards Allah, pay attention towards Allah and recite and repeat His pure name, Allah, Allah, Allah.